Danke.
Yes, sir.
A blessed good morning to you.
A blessed good morning to you as well. I hope you're going to the meetings. Have you been attending meetings?
You know who you're speaking to, Stanka?
Yes, I know who I'm speaking to. Don't you go to the political meetings, like the party?
This is Mr. Agriculture.
Yes, I know who it is.
And you know the site that I belong to, and you should know that better than anybody. And I have not only been going to meetings, I have been speaking on the political platforms as well.
But I don't know. I didn't know that.
I'm telling you.
So, okay. I know that you. I haven't heard you on any meeting that I've been to.
So I'm not going to. As you know, that Starcom Network is not a political platform, and I would not try to use it in the silly season as a platform.
But this bit, if you try that, we can cut you off.
And so let me make it abundantly clear that I am accustomed to being cut off, because Mr. Johnson was on the program yesterday, and he made a point that he was sitting in that chair for 24 odd years. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of that 24 years with Mr. Johnson. I've gone through plenty of moderators. This is 2 mornings that I batted. And all know Agriculture Red would have contested that today.
All right, sir. So what would you want to bring this to our attention today?
Michael, first, I want to beg for a little help for my community. I live in Edie's Village, which is Christ Church in Central. Mm-hmm. And the garbage now, close to 3 weeks, I have not had a collection. And you would bear in mind how out here it is right now. For the whole of last week and this week, every morning I got up, especially, I had 2 cans, I went and I got an additional 2 more cans, because I have a problem with the dogs and I don't know if it's cats or whatever, but in my area right now, it's piled up and it's just deplorable. I know that you have a problem with the collection, but last time I called, they sent 2 open-back MTW tracks with a bobcat, and that aired us out. So I'm begging to the relevant authorities, please help Elizabeth Christ Church. Mm-hmm. And you know the pile of garbage is not...
I passed there. It was Monday or... I can't remember. Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I passed there on my way to St. Philip. And I saw the pile up.
I'm glad that you passed there.
It's a bit smelly. Cheese. When you come wrong. Yeah, can't be important place. But it was a bit smelly too.
Right now, and this is the worst that I have seen it. So you could imagine. And some people, Sanker, you can't encourage people to do the burning indiscriminately, because right now outside is so dry. And this area and we had a lot of fires already. We had a lot of fires in this area already. Every single day was fires.
Actually,
and it's not acceptable.
Actually, I'm sorry to cross again, but actually, on Tuesday, I was going to like St. Martin's,
right?
And after you pass the Maria Holder School, you know, there on the right,
you're going towards
St. Martin's,
right?
You know, there's an area there's about 4 houses, the two wooden houses, and then there's a big wall house. Mm-hmm. There used to be an old quarry there years ago behind.
Yes.
There was a grass fire,
right?
And it was this big wall house there, and because I actually took a picture where we stopped and guys called, somebody called the fire service and whatnot, because apparently like a spark, on the embers, it touched on something in the yard of this two-story house. And this thing was burning. I mean, the flames were just leaping at this house. And my daughter was with me, and she was saying, "Oh my God, this house is going to burn up!" Because of course, it shut down because the people are working.
Exactly.
And there were none of us. We stopped on the road. I mean, this is Mayor Road, as you know, right? We stopped on the road because we couldn't do anything, and we were just trying to call the fire service. I mean, thankfully, fire service came, and there was no damage to the house. But it was really scary, because for a moment there, I thought that lovely house was going to go. You know, so I agree with you. No burning. And if you're traveling along the countryside, you're seeing smoke coming from these grass fires all over the place.
Every day,
every day.
Right now, I'm fighting with some sinus. And there are a lot of people who suffer with respiratory conditions, asthmatics. And right now, when the sinus is dripping in, it is not easy to deal with.
That thing is terrible. It's one of the most uncomfortable feelings. Because there's nothing you really can do about it, you know?
Exactly, Sanka.
Very uncomfortable.
But I want to say something to you from me personally. This is nothing new with politics. I like politics. This is silly season, and you know you're going to get the attack.
Mm.
You're going to get lambasted. You're going to lambaste somebody. Somebody can lambaste you. But at the end of the day, we all got to live in this 166 square miles, Barbados, that we call home. And all you and I want, Sanka, is goodness for our people. I know, and I know you. I listen to you. I never met you personally, but I have listened to you, Sanka. And you have been lambasted too, along with the other talker moderators, on a lot of platforms. On a lot of platforms. And I know you hear them. But you keep on doing the good work that you're doing, because salvation is around the corner for Barbadians.
No, you gave for your platform. But before you go to your platform,
listen to me, carefully, Sanka.
Uh-huh.
I am so sad that in 2018,
mm-hmm.
we have allowed, I am a man work hard, Sanka. You know, when people don't know you personally, they will talk all over the face. Sanka, you cannot plant nothing for these monkeys, Sanka. I want somebody, because if I want to take up, bar gun now, you can read about me into Mars paper, agriculture, illegal firearm and bullets. I don't want that, because I don't want to see the match right now. It's just, I don't have the money to pay rates in the court. Now, I ain't able, because John Nurse tell you, do not come up there. Sanka, this monkey issue from an agricultural standpoint have run a lot of hard workers out of agriculture. Up to date this week, a man had about 300 pounds of cucumbers, Sanka. And you know it is dry.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to get produce, if you ain't got no water well to work with, you know the pressure that you got to go through to get things grow, Sanka.
Yeah.
The monkeys coming now from their habitat and coming more inland because a lot of people are not growing. A lot of the plantations are not working anymore, and a lot of the land just laying down idle, and the majority of the land get burned, rather. So any fruit trees, guava trees, whatever trees in there that they could have fed on, those things are wiped out right now. And they are coming, Sanka. They're eating the sweet peppers. They are pulling up their shies. They're eating your cucumbers. The Julie mango tree now start to get on a little bit of mangoes, Sanka. They're biting it all down on the stem, and the mangoes green. They're eating the plantain. They're eating the bananas. So from now, they can eat me.
Well, I tell you, it is a real.
And your people can't get. You are dependent on your produce to pay your bills and take care of your family like anybody else. And the country hard already, and then the monkeys coming to terrorize you, and then people will say that you're inhumane because you're going to get rid of them. People that are not involved in agriculture does not understand how horrific it is. When you'd work hard 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning to beat the sun, Sanka, you got to fork, you got to plant, you got to fertilize. It's your manual labor, time and effort, and then you don't reap nothing. And I mean, when you call somebody and say you got 200 or 300 pounds or something, and you hoping for a dollar, the morning you go to reap, everything's got spatter. You know that feeling, Sanka?
Huh? I don't know, but I can feel your pain, and I know of people who go through this. And it is not easy. But look, I need you to take you have a pen and paper handy? I need to give you a number.
Yes, please. I can take it now, Sanka. Just give me a minute. I don't want to hug this the area, but
I can't get a minute. I get a second.
30 seconds there. Give me now, Sanka. I got it.
233-11-57.
Uh-huh.
That is Anderson Cherry.
Uh-huh.
From Jose, they have a truck that could come around tomorrow morning, and he says that they will remove the garbage at no cost.
All right.
Okay.
I will give him a call. I will give him a call right now as I come off this line with you, Sanka. The power of radio.
It works.
It works.
Have a great day. You're welcome, my friend. This is Brass Tacks. This is Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Welcome back. I just want to read this this WhatsApp message here. Please tell me why it takes 3 months to receive initial unemployment benefits. Then once it commences, you have to wait 3 weeks or more to get the regular check. Isn't being unemployed punishment enough? Why does everything in Barbados take so long? And this person here says, blessings, Mr. Cherry, for the for his efforts to help to clean up the garbage up there in Edie Village tomorrow. So, Mr. Cherry, people expect you to respond, so you know what it's going to be. And then this person here is saying, correct, Mr. Agriculture, between the monkeys and predial larceny, agriculture has no chance. Boy, always the same thing. Anyway, we go to the phone lines. It's 12:11. My understanding is that there may be a mass casualty situation ongoing in St. Joseph at this time, and I'm sure we're going to hear much more about this from Stetson Bob in the latest at 12:30. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Sanka.
How are you today, sir?
Hey, good, hey, good. I want to make some three little points, and you could express in your own opinion what you feel. Now, I went to West St. Joseph Secondary Modern School at the time that it was called in 1961. Could you tell me if free education was introduced by the Democratic Labour Party, and I went in 1961? Could that be true, sir?
Come on. These are the little political points I call distractions, and before you start, let me make my peace. Okay, those who want to know that secondary education was available free of cost at certain schools under the Barbados Labour Party. Good. Under the Democratic Labour Party, it became widespread. It went wider. Likewise, the school meals system, it started out with, first of all, milk and biscuits. And then there was the experiment. I can't remember the year for the experimental system. And it started back under the BLP, and then it went on to DLP. And I want Barbados to, I don't know when we are going to move away from this.
Exactly.
Every government is supposed to build on the good things that the previous administration did.
Good.
So when it comes to quote-unquote free education, that was one of the things that the DLP carried on from the BLP. They expanded it. They made it better. That is
Thank
all.
You. All right, let me go. Good. Let me go to the other one, which is more important to me. No. Now, you asked about meetings. I heard in a meeting where someone stated that they know how to bring tears from the eyes of people. Then the people went home from NCC and from Hoser. Could you recall how those people huddled up each other and cry? You remember that? And literally cry?
I know you're going with this, you know.
Let me pre-warn
you. You are on eggshells. My producer's finger is close to the trigger.
I only try to remember the country that the average man cried. And those children who had to stop going to university when they was actually going to complete the other year. Both them and their mother sat in the house and cried. So when someone tell that they have the art of making people cry, there's no surprise. It's a fact. Let me go on a little further now. My last one. You know how much money a politician receives for entertainment allowance? Especially a minister. It's something like $10,000 a year or more.
Could be around that or a bit more. I'm not sure. I don't have my figures to me, but I know I have the figures somewhere.
All right, good. If a minister could get $10,000 for entertainment, I heard Minister Finance said that if those person who receiving non-contributing pension could get $900 a month, he would stop work. He would stop work. What? You imagine he getting more than that for entertainment allowance, plus his salary, plus traveling allowance, and a man only getting $900 to feed his family and pay like this, and he can start work for that? Sanka, thank you. I have a good day.
No, before you go, I ain't going to let you get away with that. Okay, Mrs. Sinclair was being, because you're talking about Mrs. Sinclair. That's part of the theatrics of the platform, and that's what makes meetings so attractive. But let's look at what Mrs. Sinclair was actually saying. You have to look at it over 6,300 people who are getting this non-contributory pension, and the fact that this is going to cost at least $18 million. All right? So, I mean, let's be fair to Mr. Sinclair. He was obviously being, as I said, the theatrics of the whole thing. All right? But if you look at it from the perspective that there are 6,300 people involved, then you would then understand why he is trying to make that point. And he tried to make it in his dramatic way. All right?
But the point that you got to understand that if there's so much people that are receiving non-contributing pension and their platform is the society, it means, therefore, that the society is in dire straits. That we in today, and I love to explain a little bit because you open up that. You see those people with non-contributing pension, those are people who could not obtain what we call a steady job. They may work today for three months at somebody, 2 weeks at somebody, doing labor work or mason work, and then they don't have the wherewithal to pay any contributory pension. So it is hard.
It's not only those people. I mean, there are people who also would have been in those early years self-employed, and in those early years, they were, I remember because my dad is one of them. And in those early years, he paid income tax all the time. And he wanted to pay national insurance. And I remember in those early years, he was told, okay, at that time, well, we said, you pay national insurance because it ain't going to do nothing for you because you still can't claim anything on national insurance.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
So I remember he was told that. All right? Yeah. Now, I mean, there's a level of, there's greater enlightenment now. But back then, he was told that.
Right.
So
right.
He is now among those people who are non-contributory. All right? Because he was self-employed. So the whole thing is that when I hear all this talk, I don't think people fully grasp that a lot of these people who are now receiving non-contributory pensions, some of these people actually wanted to pay.
But some pay too.
NIS,
you know.
Okay?
Some pay too. Also paid, you know, Sanka. But when they claim, they would tell them that they have not put in enough payments, so therefore they got to go on a non-contributory pension, and then they give them back some of the money.
But there are people who are taxi men. There are people who worked as you said, laborers and whatnot, which was like free men, not with a particular company. They were like, you know, free labor, you know, work with whoever. So it's just that it was an era. This is a different era, and I was expect to see within another maybe 15, 20 years, the whole idea of non-contributory pension goes through the door, and it will only be contributory pension. But it was a certain era of people. And it will go eventually. But for right now, it has to be there. It has to remain. But I think it will be a diminishing group of people over the next 20 years.
I will hope, Sanka, that the ministers, well, not that group that just gone along. I think if a country is going through perilous time, they should have removed the entertainment allowance and take the salary. But they still take all that allowances that was to them and take away what we call the reverse tax credit from the poor people. But they retain their entertainment allowance and live big. But their big day is coming to an end next week, the same thing. Thank you very much.
you had to go for that podium. I just want to read this one here for you because this is something that is affecting a lot of people. It's a point that Mr. Agriculture and I were talking about earlier. This person said, in regards to fire and burning, I live in Woodbourne, and every day some indiscriminate person or persons burning stuff. Last night, the whole night, smoke had me, could not sleep properly. Every time you turn, all you're smelling is smoke. Ridiculous and inconsiderate. Sanka, also, if you home in the day, it's the same thing. These people need charging. And I agree with you totally. It is really, really bad. But people, Those who hear my voice, I'm begging you, stop burning stuff for two simple reasons. Even if you don't care about the fella downwind who's going to be affected and they have respiratory problems, in this dry season, some of those embers are liable to fly around and catch something that's also dry, and that will start a fire near you. Could be your own house. You have got to be really, really careful. And don't think that you just because you got a little hose nearby that is going to do, because there's nothing that spreads as fast as a fire. And believe you me, I've been to enough fires to see it. One of the things I fear most is fires. They just, oof. And in no time, hose is gone. So please, people, stop burning. We take the next call.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I good. How about you?
I am well. You have such a nice voice. You have one of those joyful Bajan voices. You know, I have a picture of you right now in my head. How you look at everything.
That's so true. You had a good birthday?
Yes, I did have a very good birthday. I worked.
Somebody wake up you.
Yes, somebody
don't
made me.
Don't worry about it. Don't you know I'm going to fire the list down there. Listen.
Well, somebody made me early because they had me on the radio, and
that's
I didn't even realize I was on the radio.
So I asked you no question. I just asked if you had a good birthday. Mrs. Sanker, I got a problem, and a very serious problem. I went to 3 government places to withdraw my check. And when I get there, I see a woman telling me, don't come. We ain't got no money. I left there. I went somewhere else. There was none there. I went some places and there was none there. They should put up the sign at some of these offices and tell them, look, we don't have no money to pay you all. So everyone got banking somewhere, put a pension check on it and withdraw it. Because you don't get change. Sometimes when you go to them bank, you don't get the change. But what I'm saying is that I gave them Monday. I went Tuesday. There was no money. No money. I don't run down them like how some just run. I just keep some for a rainy day, but at the time they had none for the rainy day. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that got me, you people into a cage. Any time I went to come back, nothing so. And that has hurt me, you know. That's bad manners.
Say you go to these government offices, you're talking about going to post offices?
Yes, sir.
Oh, post offices you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see.
You hit the nail on the head. And the next thing I want you to do, I want transport boy people to listen. If you got a rock hard bus and it is turning through the Baywoods, sometimes you could give it a rock hard bus to come over to St. Albans, in the St. Albans Row up Ipswich area. Because some people got a lot of load and you got to pull that hill in easy.
True.
But if the transport boy, if the minister, because I don't really fancy it that much, and he could got a consciousness that send one of them rock hall up over the hill, because until you walk down the camp, but you don't always get the walk down there. People got loads, and it don't be easy. You could, don't take my word for it, you could come and see, because you drive out. And I mean, they could come and see what part you got to cover that load, then you got to go further up. It is unfair to the people. I'm not talking for nobody, because I got people in bus stand, but what is an album bus? They got to sit down there, they go, where they see me, where we get in the bus, why don't I drive in the bus? I got a pension card. I have a pension card, and I got to drive out because I got a pension card. I want to get home. Sometimes you can't blame the supervisors and the inspectors down there because it's come from the top to the bottom to them. And we just jump on them people. But you got to give them people a break because them just got to take orders. I'm very fair. But if they could got conscience and give it a rock hard, tell me the hour bus that can come over the hill, I would be very grateful. Have a good afternoon. I got trouble here this afternoon. I voted George Payne. Have a good afternoon.
She slipped down him. All right, ma'am. So why can't Bajans drop off the garbage to the sanitation department? I would love to see that kind of protest in Barbados. Whoever wrote this, I mean, it is not the fault of the Sanitation Service Authority that we're having this garbage pile. It's a lack of trucks, sir. Okay? So, I mean, I don't think that kind of protest is necessary. We have to understand what is happening, and we have to deal with it. This other person is saying, Mr. Price, good morning. You see these campfires? They are terrible. I live in Wanstead. The house is a mess. I work in Government Hill. Same thing. You should see how the ash is flying. It is terrible. And it is really getting bad. Anyone who just goes at any elevation around, you will see the smoke coming up in so many different parts. And that's because there are all these little grass fires. And I just went outside during the break. And outside is nice and bright, and therefore it's hot. And when you get this time of the year, it's always very, very, very difficult. So I would really try to urge people to stop burning, because we just can't afford the tragedy. When a house burns, our houses burn, and people have been they've been made homeless. Just think about what has to take place there. You have to find some place for these people. It's not easy to just ask them, oh, go to a neighbor or go to a relative, because they may not have relatives who have room to accommodate them. Then the quote-unquote government has to find some place to put these people. It's a whole process, and it's very difficult. I know we're also coming into the hurricane season as well, where shelters have to be prepared. I mean, they should be prepared by now, but be that as it may, we have to make provision there just in case of bad weather occurring, because last year was a real wake-up call for us. If we weren't serious before, we have to think of what can possibly happen now. So please, people, think before you light that match. We go back to the telephones. This is Brass Tacks.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can also hear myself in the background, so please turn off the radio.
No radio. Okay, good morning, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
I went to legal aid this morning, right?
Yes.
About a matter in my district.
Mm-hmm.
There, a man gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know about my town, right? And, sir, I have the papers with the proof. So you know that I caught me and my husband there.
But this is not this program is really not the place to try to discuss that issue, because these types of things, they really need to be discussed, not in this type of open forum, and I'm really sorry about that, but really and truly, really is not the place for this at this time. This is me, this last one here before we go. We are helping out the sanitation department. The garbage will be picked up at one place. No, sir. This goes back to the one I read before with the sanitation. This person once said they want to drop off their garbage at the sanitation department. No, don't do that. That's not right. It's not fair. It's not some place where you can go and dump your garbage. Or it's not right. We have a problem with buses. We have a problem with garbage collection. We know this, okay? We know that there are lack of trucks, and it is being worked on. The government has put in place the private waste haulers, and they're trying to do a job. They're trying to collect the garbage, all right? We're seeing more and more that the mini buses and whatnot as well. Anyhow, we gotta go to the latest, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. At least there was some. At least the situation in St. Joseph is not as bad as we initially feared. Of course, it's always sad to hear any accident and people being injured. I'd just like to read a couple of these WhatsApp messages before we go back to the phone lines. In fact, I took a call offline, off the air, sorry, and it was the person said that their spouse had died 7 years earlier, and yet their name, they have been notified that this person's name is still on the electoral list. And this another person here is wrote in the last election, a friend of mine voting for the first time went to vote in the evening time and was told that he had already voted, to his shock. These stories keep coming up all the time, and I sincerely hope that the Electoral and Boundaries Commission or the electoral departments, they have these matters, they're aware of these matters, and they hope they can really put them under control, because I sense there's a level of, I don't think people will kindly sit back to seeing anything go on that they don't think is fair in this election, based on what I'm, the vibes that I'm getting. And I sincerely hope that this sort of thing, there's not a lot of it, and it's just a few cases. Anyhow, we go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon. You are on the air. This is Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir. Right ahead.
Yes. Divine Ethiopian greetings in the name of Zimper Master Impala slash 31st. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well. And you?
I'm doing some reflecting. I think this time is a very serious time in Barbados history. It makes me go back to the Second World War, when there was an invasion of Ethiopia by the then despot, fascist Mussolini, and he tried to set up an empire in Ethiopia which would represent a new Roman era. And the Ethiopians were forced to choose between two of the sides. And it came to a point that His Imperial Majesty, during the war, had to leave and go into refuge into England for 5 years exactly. And it's so historic that we are actually celebrating African Liberation Day, which is actually May the 5th in Ethiopia, but it is celebrated May the 25th inside the West. And it gives me a time to reflect upon 1966, exactly. Something very historical happened.
That me when he came to Barbados?
Yes, but it was not only him. It was actually the Queen of England. She came first. She came in February. And then His Imperial Majesty came in April 21st. I met Eribar at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then we became independent in November, the same 1966. And so I was looking at it. At that time, it wasn't the Grand Aden Airport. I think it was the Sewell Airport at the time, if I'm corrected.
Mm-hmm. Sewell.
Yes. And it was like something momentous happened that year where the direction, the self-determination of African people was cemented by his visit. Because if you look at in between the Queen's visit and independence, he was the one that was in the midst of it. And basically, for Barbados at the time, being a dependent country upon the colonial calling a little England, don't worry, look a little Africa. If you really look at the map of Africa and look at Barbados, it's just like a little image of it, you know? And I was saying, what symbolism that had to concretize Eribar's independent movement towards self-determination, being a colonial colony and wanting to have something we could say, but this is our own, this is the future. This is what self-determination is. Not able to be dependent, but to become independent. And at the time, Ethiopia fought for her sovereignty against Mussolini because Mussolini wanted the whole, because I know that time that was the departition of Africa. And the only independent place in Africa that had a king ruling was Ethiopia. So basically, it was like Eribar, who fought in the same Second World War, was actually symbolizing that, yes, this is what I want. I want to have something like what Ethiopia has. And today, no, Ethiopia is the headquarters for the African Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is in the palace of His Imperial Majesty, coincidentally, if you if you want to credit on it. But the palace was donated by His Imperial Majesty in 1963 when they launched the OAU at the time. And they said that if our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean do not come into a federation, just like how the African continent has, we will be left basically in the wind. And the federation, as you know, collapsed. And now we are basically individual, independent states, not really having a collective vision. And I'm saying then that since the African Free Trade Area has been launched this year, I'm querying what is the region's direction? Are we going to become part of the African Union since we are predominantly African people, dispossessed and displaced and disenfranchised? And the issue of reparation then as a continent could be addressed. And it's just a vision that I'm seeing, that last year we were threatened with so many storms and Barbados was spared by the grace of the Almighty. And meaning now that we are at the crisp of history, at the crossroads of history, mm-hmm. and where we are going to go. You have the Chinese region, we have the Russian region, we have the American region, we have the European Union. Everybody is a region, but we are still individuals. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying the individuals cater for egos, for self-interest. But towards this new dimension that we must take for our children in the next 50 and next generations to come, it cannot be an individualistic, egoistic advancement. It has to be a collective.
Thank you, sir. I wish I can develop that bit because I got a whole set of calls now. But, you know, when we talk about a union of states, this is one of the things that, unfortunately, that I suspect we missed the boat on way back in the 60s. The Federation was in 1958 to 62. And even with the OECS states, I personally feel that we should be all part, Barbados should be part of the OECS states. I feel that way. I've argued that several times, and I will continue to argue that. But as I said, this is a long discussion, and I really can't get into it right now because I got a whole set of calls. But thank you very much for your contribution. And anytime you see me and we have the time, I certainly would like to sit down and discuss that with you because it is something that we as Caribbean people need to look at. We really need to have a common market, and we need to be thinking in terms of being able to work and travel within our region without the sort of restrictions, the immigration restrictions that we have right now. Anyhow, I'll take another call. Good afternoon. You're on Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, sir. You're Mr. Price. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would like to make a little donation here on the radio about this non-tributary pension. I am a person that was working all my life, and I pay contributory pensions to the national insurance. My money is $800, $400 per check, which is two checks. And I am hearing about people that ain't paying no money to the national insurance is to get $900. But this world, this Barbados going backward, sir. How you could give somebody that ain't contribute money to the national insurance $900, and the people that contribute, what happened? What happened to those people?
Sir, the thing about it is that. Get the whole story before you start jumping to conclusions. When the non-contributory pension goes up, the proposal that has been put on the table by the Barbados Labour Party, if I understand it correctly, is that just one element, the bottom element of the contributory pension will also go up. So I suspect you are within there, and yours will also go up. But there is a gap between the contributory and non-contributory pension. And as long as the non-contributory goes up, the contributory would also have to go up. So you would also benefit from that, sir.
Okay. I didn't hear.
As I said, get the full story before you jump to conclusions.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Have a great day. Nice day. You too. Bye-bye.